Hello, welcome to the show.
Radio.
Hello, this is Madeline, host of So Real with Madeline, where we're creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards, continuing to move forward. Today is April 19, 2019. We're just going to talk just a little bit today. Haven't really done any empowerment or any type of encouragement in a while, so want to get that in for the month of April. Happy Easter. It's the Easter weekend, an opportunity to be grateful, to be glad, or whatever it is that God's got for you. I know a lot of times we get caught up in our issues and problems and drama, but this is the perfect time to revisit an old friend. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit, but to see where God has brought you from, even if it's not that big of a change for you, you don't see it because your salvation may have come across yesterday, 5 minutes ago. Maybe you got on this blog show to get some type of encouragement. Maybe you rededicated your life 20 years ago, 5 years ago. It doesn't matter. Revisit the old you, but don't hang around. Don't sit with them. Don't have a cup of coffee, and definitely do not have a cup of tea. You want to make sure that you see just how far you've come, to know that you've come a long way, just to make a decision to be different, to be better, to be greater. That is our motto, is to create greater lifestyles by changing your status, by raising your standards, okay? We have to set the bar, and Christians get a bad rap. We get a bad rap about our standards being too high, or we're not Jesus, and we're not God, and we're by far either one of those, but we are a child of God. And that should make a difference. That should bring about some type of respect for you and by others, and even by you when it comes to other individuals who are striving to make differences in their lives. See the change. See the change in an old friend or someone that you know. Acknowledge the fact that you see them growing, that you see them moving to a good place, a better place, a closer relationship with the Lord. They're not intimidated or they're not offended if you pray or ask them to, hey, can we pray, or to even bless your food. They're not going to disrespect you. Trust me, been there, done that. People are like, you know, I forgot that's Miss Goody Two Shoes or that's Miss Holy Roller. That's fine. Thank you for acknowledging the fact that I do put God first in my life. Don't take it as a negative. We tend to do that to those whom we are upset with. Actually, we get upset with them. You know, we get jealous. Some people even get jealous of the growth of your spirituality or spirituality in others. So don't let that bother you. It's okay to visit an old friend, whether it's you or someone that you know. Revisit that old friend that you knew. If they're discouraged and they don't feel like they're moving forward, or maybe it's something else has gotten in their way, or a challenge has caused them to stumble, be there for them to lift them up and say, you know what, look at me, look at me. I need you to see and to know that I see the change in you. I see the growth in you, and I see God in you, and I see you wanting to do more. Don't give up now. Encourage them. Encourage them. It's okay to take a visit, but just encourage them not to sit and to stay there, to keep moving forward just to see how far they've come. The Lord can bring you out through many things. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Okay, so if the world is all up and in and it taking over your life and the enemy has set up a tent inside of you, guess what? Then you're not going to be able to fight, okay? The greater that they're speaking of is Christ, the spirit that he left for us, a gift on this season of our lives. This is Easter. It's the time where he's going to raise from the dead. He has risen, but the story goes, or the word says, that God rose up on the third day, and he took with him our sins to be forgiven and give them to the right hand of God, and God has tossed those sins into the sea of the forgetfulness, which we tend to not do. And that's why I'm telling you, forgive yourself. God has forgiven you. So forgive yourself. Forgive those who have hurt you. Forgive those who have mistreated you, betrayed you, whatever the case may be. Even forgive those who have loved you and you mishandled that love. You got mad at them because they didn't change, because they did love you in spite of. You got upset with them because they didn't change or move, go back to their old ways, and you figured if you were around them long enough, it would happen. Forgive them, because that's what you're mad at. And it sounds like a crazy something to forgive somebody for. But you got to forgive you for even feeling that way towards them because they have moved forward in their life. Don't get mad at people when they move on and they move on to a good place. They moved on to something greater. They've moved on to what great things God can have, even for you. If you would have just endured as well, if you would have gone through the storm as well. So don't get upset with people when they're living accordingly. Don't get all bent out of shape because they're living a life that God has for them and it's full of blessings and abundance and most of all, favor. Favor ain't fair unless it's happening to me, then I'm all right with it. But we can get upset because there's favor over people's lives. You don't know what God is protecting them from. You're praying a covering. That's their favor. Their favor is the fact that they're connected to you. That you are praying over their lives, that they will come to him, but it may not be in your lifetime. It may take you getting down, but you prayed over them enough for them to see, you know what, their faith is still pushing, their faith is still going. You can be an inspiration to someone. Be inspired and be empowered to be great. We're empowering your mind to create great lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards, you guys. Doing some things for natural wellness. I've started trying to get better, and I'm moving, and this is the last season of my little something. I'm in the time for my blessing to harvest and to be able to move to an abundance, a greater or something. I've gone through my season of illness, and God has just blessed me with some natural things that he has created, things from the ground, things from his hand to my mouth, to my body to help me. So if you're interested in seeing what it is, those natural products, you want to read up on it, that's up to you. Those of you who are into herbs and naturalness and just eating better from the fruits of the labels of those who you've known it throughout the years, then take a look. If you go onto the website, blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind, or those of you who are already there, click the link that says, you know, see more about the new natural wellness hemp products, and just click here, and it'll take you to all of the products that are there. Make sure you register because there is a, I know I did it, but register and go ahead and put the information in there. It's going to ask for your date of birth simply because you have to be 18 and older to purchase the products. And not that it's a bad something, but it's just, you know, adults seeing their bodies are a little bit more stronger. So see your physician for your children or your smaller kids, people who are dealing with seizures. Maybe you have PTSD, maybe you're dealing with some nerve disorders. Anything that you feel like the naturalness of God can help you with this, to me, this is just me. I feel like this would be a great something. Or you can go to www.shiftcenter5.wix.com. I know that's long, but spell out the word second, S-E-C-O-N-D, shift, S-H-I-F-T. Center, C-E-N-T-E-R, and then the number 5, dot Wix, W-I-X.com, /A Purpose, all one word, A-P-U-R-P-O-S-E. So second shift center 5.wix.com /A Purpose, okay? And on there you will see my personal experience, my first time using the product. I've had facial, hemifacial spasms, and it took that away. It took the disfigurement of my eye being closed. So I'm just excited. I pray great blessings to you. I know God is going to do something with your life. May God bless you. May he keep you on Madeline Bass, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. God bless. You're